The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Well, that would be the distinct sound of a Playhouse Flush, the format Friday. Had a way, what is love? Y94, the number one hit music station. My neck hurts now from all the dancing Rat and I were doing.
We're Night of the Rocks burying.
I don't know if it counts as dancing, but I just hurt my neck. Ugh. The fact that you and I are trying to just do such a simple dance move, if you want to call it that, and we're each in pain now, I don't know what that really says about either of us.
True moment where just bopping your head makes you twinge something like, ugh.
Yeah. 7:11 in the morning, 61 degrees here in Fargo Moorhead as the day progresses. It's going to be a real nice day. Now, Y90 forecast, mostly sunny, warm, with a high around 85 degrees. Want to get into a round here on the show of Am I Weird? Now, maybe you've never heard it before. Let me kind of give you the overall explanation of it. Am I Weird works like this. Theoretically, we all have at least that one thing, maybe two things, that we've always kind of wondered, do other people do this too, or is it just me? Is this quirk of mine just something I have, or do other people share this? So what you do, because why would you want to ask your friends and family, what if you are weird? You call 237-HITS, or you text 35270, or you hop on that Playhouse Facebook page and you tell us what that thing is about you that you're a little concerned might be weird. So then we will add it to what we have here in the studio called The List of Weird. And unfortunately, you are just a weirdo. You are a freak, I'm sorry, until somebody else in the Playhouse family says, oh, that thing, I totally do that too. Now you're worried because you're like, well, I don't want to be a weirdo. Know this, every single time we've done Am I Weird up to this point, I don't want to jinx us, knock on wood, everybody has always been saved. For everything we've ever had somebody call or text with, somebody has then texted or called and said, I also do that.
And we've had some strange things.
Uh-huh. Including somebody that liked, I want to say it was ranch on their ice cream, their vanilla ice cream. If that person got saved, God knows you'll probably get saved. So what is that weird thing about you? 237-HITS in text 35270. And Rat, you had one today from your own life you wanted to kind of kick it off with.
Yes. Am I weird that I still use an electric blanket even though it's summertime?
All right. And you are aware today it's going to be sunny in 85.
Yes.
And you might still be in your living room in a blanket.
There's something about laying on your couch covered in an electric blanket where it just feels so cozy. And like it's part of my morning routine. Mm-hmm. I go take a shower. But before I shower, I turn my electric blanket on the couch. So when I get out of the shower, I immediately go to that couch. I lay under my electric blanket all toasty mm-hmm. and warm and watch my Sports Center.
Now, I have a pretty weird one, and maybe it'll be me that is left as the weirdo today. And mine is an interesting food combination that I've never known anyone else to enjoy. Am I weird that I enjoy white rice, ground hamburger, like ground beef, covered in A1 sauce? It's delicious. You throw it all on the pan, fry it around, oh, it's so good. So you're making a scrunchy face at me.
Yeah, I get the rice and meat, but A1?
Yeah, well, what you do is you take the ground beef and you pour, you just douse it in the A1 sauce, and you brown that stuff up, and then you put it on the white rice. So good. Oh, you put soy sauce on there too? Yum. That's how poor people eat.
I won't be saving you, I'm sorry.
I've been ingenuitive in my day, let me tell you. So you can save myself with my interesting food combination, or you can save Rat with his blanket. Or you can add one to the list. 237-HITS, or you can text 35270.
Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Super crazy.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero and Rat in the Playhouse. No special guest host person friend of the day today. Just me, myself, and I, and Rat and himself and he on the show today. And you, of course, at 237-HITS. You can text 35270. What we're looking for is your Am I Weirds. That thing about you, that quirk perhaps, that you've always wondered, oh no, am I weird? And then we'll add it to the list of weird, and you are unfortunately then weird until proven normal. And what you do then is you hear something you do, you save them. You say, oh, I do that too, you're not weird. We're in good company together. I also do that thing. So far on the list we have just Rat and myself. Rat uses an electric blanket in the summertime. Do you also do that? And then I have kind of a weird food combination. Maybe you have a similar one. I like white rice and ground beef just doused. Mmm, doused in A1 sauce. Yum. Delicious. And you have one you wanted to add to the list. Why do you think you're weird?
Am I weird that I click around on Facebook profiles of people I don't even know? Like, I look at the friends of my Facebook friends.
So let's say you're friends with Tony Johnson on Facebook. You're going to go on his Facebook and kind of click around on random friends of his and like creep through their photos and stuff is kind of what you mean.
Exactly.
All right. So added to the list of weird is I Facebook creep people I don't even know. Can we anyone save her at all? Good morning. Did you want to save somebody or add one to the list?
Okay. I think I could save both of you technically.
Really?
Yeah. My morning routine consists of, like, when I get up, I actually have it in the bathroom, which is unsafe, I know, but I plug in my heat blanket in the bathroom, and then after I'm finished with my shower and I'm all dressed and everything, I'm walking around and I have my heat blanket on. Like, I unplug it from the wall, and I'm just walking around my house with it.
I would definitely say you just saved Rat, yeah, for sure.
And then, I'm Asian, so white rice is normal, but I'm a little stranger than you because I have fresh white rice, fresh hamburger, and I put soy sauce, barbecue sauce, a raw egg, and a little A1 sauce, and that's usually my lunch.
Okay, so I would say, because you have basically my food combination, and then you throw a couple of more extra things on there, I think we can go ahead and consider both Rat and myself saved. So far on the list of weird, we have Facebook creeping people I don't even know. Unless that one's already saved in the text club at all by chance.
Not quite yet. Lots of people, it was funny because at first, nobody was saving you on your combination.
Right.
But it was a bunch of people saying, that sounds really good. I want to make that.
Oh, it's good.
And then you did get some people saving you, but adding to yours. Like somebody says, love it that way. We also add Chinese noodles on top for an extra crunch. Somebody else says they recommend that you add... however you want to say it, Worcestershire sauce to that as well. Yeah. Another says, I can save you both. I love an electric blanket, especially if you have the AC on. Nothing better than a cold room and being under a warm blanket. And as for the meat and A1 mixture, totally agree. That's how broke people eat.
Yum,
and it's
yum.
So good. You got to add in the Worcestershire sauce. And then, so everybody's saved there. And then we're getting even more submissions for Am I Weird in the Text Club.
I just want to hear you try to pronounce that one particular sauce again.
Everybody says it differently, so I don't know how to say it.
Somebody should... Can we get a couple people phonetically text that if you know the proper way to say it? I always thought it was Worcestershire, but I might be wrong.
See, and some say Worcester sauce. I just like to call it whore sauce.
Yeah. Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce. You want to add one to the list, or you want to save somebody, or...
Am I weird that I like the smell of my cat's litter box?
So most people would be like, ew, that scent is disgusting. I hate the scent of the litter box. You're actually like, I'll take a whiff of that ammonia smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be a hard one to save, but we'll add it to the list. Do you also like the smell of your cat's litter box? Brad, is there a couple in the text club we want to add onto the list here before we take a break?
Yes, let's add in, let's see here. First up, the person who loves orange juice and Oreo cookies. So if you have that combination, somebody else says, sometimes I eat my baby or my daughter's baby food when she won't finish it because I don't want to waste it. And it's actually not bad.
Okay. So on the list of weird here, can you save any of these people? The woman that eats extra baby food as to not waste it and kind of enjoys it. The person that likes the combination of orange juice and Oreo cookies. Can you save the individual that likes the smell of their cat's litter box? Or can you save the person that Facebook creeps on complete random strangers they're not even friends with really loose privacy settings? Or perhaps you want to add one to the list. 237, it's you can text 35270 and more Am I Weird in moments.
We gotta get a party started.
The Morning Playhouse.
I turn you on, turn you up, and just get going.
Y94.
Flush the format Friday. That is Run Away from Real McCoy. Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning. Is this going to be the round of the Morning Playhouse is Am I Weird, where we leave somebody unsaved and on the list of weird? We got a pretty good list right now. Can you save any of these people? Somebody who Facebook creeps total strangers they'll probably never meet. Somebody who likes the smell of their cat's litter box. They enjoy the smell. Somebody who likes the combination of orange juice and Oreos. And somebody who eats their baby's extra baby food because they don't want it to go to waste and they think it tastes pretty good. You want to add one to the list or can you save somebody?
I can save someone. I totally Facebook creep people I don't know of my friends.
It's just kind of a glimpse into a stranger's life, isn't it?
Exactly. It's kind of fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Again, 237 hits. You can text 35270. That's how you find the Playhouse. Now, we have three on the list, but you can add one if you'd rather as well. Now, right as you look at the text club, is there anybody that likes the smell of their cat's litter box, likes orange juice with Oreos, or eats extra baby food because it just tastes so darn good?
The baby food is off the list. Somebody's saying, in fact, that when their daughter doesn't finish her baby food, she always gives it to her husband because he enjoys it, and it doesn't matter what flavor it is, even the strained peas. More people on the Facebook thing. Somebody said, my husband creeped me on Facebook. That's how we met. We had mutual friends, so when he added me, I wasn't sure who he was, and I took a gamble that he wasn't a serial killer. 2 years later, we got married, so still left on the list. The person who likes the smell of the litter box and the OJ and Oreo combination.
I tell you, I have a cat at home, and that litter box is, ugh. I can't imagine ever enjoying the odor, even like freshly cleaned. I'm like, this is just stinky.
See, and it weirds me out because when you go into cat people's homes, and then you catch that smell of a dirty litter box, but they're so used to living there that they don't even notice it, and it's like, do I say something? I'm not sure.
Are you trying to tell me my house is smelly?
No.
Do you want to add one to the list or do you want to save somebody? Hi there.
Oh, actually, it's kind of weird, but I actually like smelling behind my ears.
So like you rub your finger on your ears and then you would smell it?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sir. We'll add it to the list. Does anybody else enjoy rubbing their finger on the back of their ears and then smelling it and enjoying the odor? That, along with loves the orange juice and Oreo combination and the smell of a litter box. Can you save that person, any of those people? Are we added one to the list for you, too, or?
Am I weird that before I brush and floss my teeth, I scrub my teeth with a washcloth first?
Huh. So you brush and floss, but first, I'm taking notes. First, rub teeth with washcloth.
Hope it's a clean washcloth.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So we have a lot of people that need saving, but you can certainly add to the list as well at 237-HITS, text 35270. Here's the list. We have four on the list. They all need to be saved. Do you like the smell of your cat's litter box? Do you like orange juice with Oreos? Do you sniff your finger after rubbing the back of your ear? Or do you wipe your teeth down with a washcloth prior to brushing? 237 hits. It's Am I Weird?
The Morning Playhouse.
I love you guys so much.
Y94. I'm in the taste of
the Maps, Maroon 5, Playhouse in the Morning, Zero and Rat here in the middle of Am I Weird? Now, never before has somebody been left on the list of weird. However, I fear this might be the time. We got some interesting ones that still need to be saved. And Am I Weird at 237 hits in text 35270. Do you do any of these things? Do you wipe down your teeth with a washcloth prior to brushing your teeth? Do you ever rub your finger along the back of your ear, sniff it, and then enjoy the smell? Do you enjoy a glass of orange juice with some Oreos? And finally, do you like the smell of your kitty cat's litter box? These are the people that still need to be saved and are in danger of being among the first weird people in Am I Weird? Can you save them, or do you want to add to the list? Hi there.
Save somebody.
Who can you save?
Orange juice and Oreos.
You like that combination, huh?
I love chocolate and orange together. My favorite cake is orange cake with chocolate frosting.
So is that how it started, like liking that cake, and then you found Oreos and OJ together?
Yes. Orange sherbet with like Nestle Quick sprinkled on top, or chocolate ice cream with Tang on top.
Well, I tell you, personally, couldn't do it. But we appreciate you calling in and the honesty in saving somebody off this list. Now, Rat's still on the list, and maybe in the text club, and some of these people are saved. We got the ear-smelling guy. We have wipe-down teeth with washcloth, and, of course, the litter box smeller.
First up, ear-smelling guy, saved.
Saved.
Somebody said, my boyfriend smells his ears, too. Doesn't that mean you just didn't wash them very well? And somebody else pointing out, if anyone has a piercing, they have touched their ear and then smelt it. I have gauges, so yes, I do it, too. Let's see. Also looking at... more people, sorry, coming in about smelling their ears, apparently. Looking at scrubbing of teeth, apparently lots of people doing that. I wipe my teeth before brushing and flossing. Okay. Somebody else said, I thought I was the only one. Yes, I use a clean washcloth as well to wash my teeth first. And I'm trying to think, there were a lot more people on the OJ and Oreos, apparently. Somebody saying that their daughter loves that every single morning.
So still hanging then on the list of weird, the one person currently is liking the smell of the litter box.
Yes.
Can you save them?
One person did point out, I can't save them, but the person who likes the smell of their cat's litter box may want to get checked. They might have a parasite. Think it's called toxoplasm.
Oh, okay. Google that. Did you want to add to the list or save her? Hi.
I'm going to add. I like Doritos, nacho Doritos with cottage cheese.
Doritos, nacho Doritos specifically, with cottage cheese. All right, now in the final stretch, Rat, is there maybe like two you want to grab out of the text club, and we'll make the final four here?
Let's see. We have, is it weird that I have to dip my food in salt?
Dip food in salt. Like and all food?
Yes, just dip food in salt.
Okay.
And similar to the litter box, but somebody says, I love the smell of my cat's breath. Am I weird?
So this, and this round of Am I Weird, is the final four. These four people are in danger of being our first ever weird people in Am I Weird. Can you save them at 237 hits? Or you could text real quick to 35270. We have the person who likes the smell of their cat's litter box. We also have somebody that enjoys their cat's breath. Somebody who dips the majority of their food in salt, regardless of what it is. And finally, somebody that likes nacho cheese Doritos dipped in cottage cheese. You can save them. This is your last opportunity to do so at 237 hits.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Turn the radio up.
Flush the format Friday.
Like this.
Y94. Don't speak. In a Playhouse Flush the Format Friday, Y94, the number one hit music station, find ourselves here with a final four in this round of Am I Weird? We have four people in danger of being our first people ever to be left unsaved in Am I Weird? On the list here, we still need to save somebody who likes the scent of their kitty cat's breath. Somebody who likes the scent of their cat's litter box. Somebody who dips the majority of their food in salt. And finally, somebody that likes nacho cheese Doritos with cottage cheese. Please tell me you can save one of those people.
I am saving the cottage cheese and Doritos.
There we go! That's actually, I think I've had that before, too. That's pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. When I tell you, there's actually a mess, like probably several hundred people that have appeared to also be trying to save that person. Mm-hmm. That's apparently a popular food dish. Have you ever tried that, too?
Yes, I have.
Not bad, is it?
Yes, it's good. It's one of those, though, that cottage cheese to me is too bland.
Right.
And it kind of cancels out the Doritos taste, so I go, I don't know.
I would argue that nacho cheese Doritos really in any form combined with almost anything, all of the taco shell, just delicious. They're always good. I love Doritos.
What's also, I've been known to take Doritos and dip it into Mexican Village salsa instead of just using tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
This is going to sound gross, but try it before you judge. I went over to somebody's house one time, and they cooked spaghetti. Like spaghetti meatballs, very just typical. I think it was just, you know, whatever jar they bought at the grocery store, Hornbacher's or whatever, and just made typical spaghetti. But the thing they did that I made, I was like, what are you doing? And I thought it was the strangest thing, is they took nacho cheese Doritos and like crunched them up into just little flakes, basically, and put it on top of that spaghetti. I thought it was the strangest thing I'd ever seen. And then I put it in my mouth and holy, that was really good.
See, and that's my go-to. Like, if I have anything that needs a different texture to it, needs crunch, Doritos fit on everything, like mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and with the little Smokies in there,
and then
you crush up Doritos on top. Oh, so good.
Why do we talk about food so much on this show? I just feel gross. So three people, rat one by one. Did somebody save the person that dips the majority of their food, insult?
Yes, it is saved. Somebody says, one for instance, I can save the person who dips food in salt. My boyfriend would drink salt if he could. He has it with absolutely everything. Another says, not necessarily dipping my food in salt, but I have to salt everything. My wife laughs because I don't even taste anything first because I know it's going to need salt.
Two to go, both cat related. Cat breath, enjoying the scent of cat breath. Did somebody save them?
Several people saving that one. Another, for instance, my wife loves the smell of our cat's breath. She says it reminds her of tuna.
You know what always I think smells real good, and I can't even, I don't have words to explain it? Puppy breath. Not dog breath, puppy breath. Ever smell puppy breath?
Yes.
Smells good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. I have no words to explain it. And finally, and my suspicion is our first weird person. Rat, did somebody save the lady that likes the scent of her cat's litter box?
She has been saved. But.
No.
I wouldn't be too confident because there were just a couple that just said, I like the smell of litter boxes. One says, I'm not going to call in and have my voice heard, but I will admit to liking the smell of litter boxes. Even stranger, I don't have a cat.
Okay. Well, that's weird in itself, but we're going to go ahead and just go ahead and say everybody saved again. Just barely by the skin. Like, just barely. Barely. Once again, everybody saved in Am I Weird? Which, again, the overall message of Am I Weird is something to the effect of this. Nobody is weird. Nobody is abnormal. It is in your differences that bring us together. In your weirdness, you are united. You might think you're strange. You might think that you're a freak. You might think you have this quirk that nobody else shares. But there is many people out there just like you. You are not alone. Except for the litter box, you might be the only two. It's just you and that one other person. That's a little bit weird.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's make our move. It's magic time.
Y94.